Okay, this is the makeup shiur for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The daf was daf yutes in Maseches Erevin. The mission in the beginning of the second parak says as follows: Oisin pasne birois, we can make passing special kind of mechitza for the dwelling of water. The purpose of this is to take water from a hole in the ground which has the dimensions of a shus hayachid, and to take out the water to feed animals, basically of eler golem, the Gemara talks about. And you're taking the water from a Rosh Hayochid to Rosh Hasharabim, which is a problem of Hitzah. And in order to be matter that, we are making the area around the border into Rosh Hayochid through the Pasi Birois, and that way there's no Hitzah. So the mission says as follows: Oisim Pasi Birois Abad Yumdin Nira Kishmoina De Rebbe Yehuda. Yehuda says that we're making four. This mechitz is made up of four double posts. Nirin Kishmon looks like eight. They're corner panels, one in each direction. So there are four of them, but since they're double, that looks like eight. That's Rabbi Huda Shita. Rabbi Meir says Shmoyne Nirin Kishneim Osar, eight, which looks like 12. And the reason for this is, as the mission continues, Arbod Dyumdin Vabod Pshutin, you have the same four Dyumdin, which Mark calls that this Dyuamudim, the double panel. And you have Arbod Pshutin, the four Pshutin, the straight panels, which are in between. Now, the Mark explains what the Machlekes is, why Rabbi Yehuda is sufficient with four, and Reb Meir needs eight. It has to do really with the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah continues, mentions a few halachas as far as these diyumdin. They have to be 10 tfachim high, 6 tfachim wide. And the Mishnah says, "Ubeinayim kim lo yishtei rivkosh or shol sholosh bokar de Reb Meir." The mayor holds that the space which could be in between them, which is the space which we call the porus, that's the open area, could be the amount of shtei rivka sheshol shalosh bokar, two teams of three cattle each. That's what the mayor holds. And Mehuda says shalabo four. There's a larger space in between the Yumdin according to Yehuda and Reb Meir. In the Gemara, Gemara tells us that the numbers that we're dealing with over here is 10 Amos and 13 Amos and a third. Reb Meir Shita is the general 10 amas for the Pesach that we've been discussing until now. Rabbi Huda Shita is that there's a larger area, 13 amas and a third. That's the Gemara Yates Amun Aleph, Yates Amun Beis talks about. And that's really the basis of the Machlokes in the Reish of the Mishnah, that once that Porot's area is more than 10 amas, according to the mayor, we have to make that area smaller by adding in pshutin to cut down the ear space, the parts. Whereas according to Yehuda, it's still mutter till it's 13 and a third. Even according to Yehuda, once it gets larger than that, then there's also a need to make the area smaller. This is again what the Gemara Daf Yutes Amud Beis tells us, that until 10 Amos, everyone agrees, after 39 and a third, they also agree that you have to add in to make the area small. The whole machlokes is from that space, from 10 amos, more than 10 amos, until 13 amos and a third. We want to focus on the Gemara and the Tesla and Bays by the two dots. Gemara asks a few shilas over here. Abaya asks a shayla from Rabba as follows. Herech b'diyumdin k'shib shutin l'rameir mahu. Abaya asks a shayla like this, and Rashi explains, the Mishnah is very clear that according to Rav Meir, if the poritz is more than 10, then it's necessary to make the area smaller. The Mishnah tells us it's done with pshutin. That means a straight plank which is put in the open space in order to be made to make smaller the open space. Abaye Shaila is that there's possibly another way to make that arrangement, to be ma'arech b'diyumdin, just extend the diyumdin itself, make the diyumdin longer. Would that also be a heter? Now, at first glance, we don't see the shiloh. Yeah, what's the difference? Why should there be a hakpodom dafka to have pshutin? That Abaye declares the shiloh, when the Mishnah says pshutin, is pshutin dafka or lav dafka, you could be ma'arech, you could extend the diyumdin themselves. Rashi comes to explain this. Rashi says as follows. Devar maschal mahu. Rashi says dafka pshutin ka'omar. In the Mishnah, Rameh says pshutin is it dafka pshutin? The kivin the chikin yosef mishir hachomim biinun heker beini beini. Since the distance between the two diyumdin is larger than the amount of chum allowed. You're only allowed to have tanama space. This is more than that. And that Rashi says, "Being in a heker beini beini," we need a heker. We need something to make it recognizable that we're setting up a mechitza. We're setting up a matir in the area. We need a heker. And it's not sufficient just to extend the diyumdin. It has to be done by leaving an ear space in between the diyumdin and the pshutin, and it has to be nitter with pshutin. That way there's a heker. It's recognizable. Rashi explains, therefore, el marchik portam na pas, you have to distant the pshutin a little bit away from the humid, and put a pasha, and also too on the other side, if the space requires that, there should be a heker. So Rashi explains that the reason why pshutin would be dafka is because by having the humdin, there's a heker. It's noticeable that this boar was situated here in order to be matin, in order to limit the space. Whereas, if we be marach the diumid, if we just continue the diumid, then it wouldn't be noticeable that there is a hacker. Or, Rashi says, the other side of the Marashayla is, or this side holds that a heker is not necessary. If heker is not necessary and the main purpose is just to limit the space, so you can limit it however you want, even by bimarech the diumid. So basically, Abaye Shail is that this that says in the Mishnah, quantum made to use a poshet, is that dafka, and the reason for that would be because the poshet has the maila of a heker. Rishayim are not so happy with how Rashi explains the tzad, why Pshutin is dafka. The Ritva says, when he explains the Gemara, he asks, what's the Sofik? Definitely, there's no reason why Pshutin should be dafka. Why is Pshutin any better? And in asking the question, he makes a point to say that this Rashi explains. Because of Hekern, is incorrect. Ain't a maspik. Why should it be necessary to have a heker? Why is there a necessity for a heker over here? All we need to have is just to limit the space. That's what Dvar asks. Rashba, Rishonim ask on Rashi's Prat. Some of Oshim say that according to where the Ran learns the Gemara, maybe this is a way to understand what Rashi means. The Ran explains the Gemara as follows. The Ran says like this. The reason why Pshutim would be Dafka, the Imarach b'deyum den yove litois. Because if we were to be marach to extend the deyumdin, a person could come to make a mistake. Person might think that extension that was made on the deyumud more than the regular six tfochim that the deyumud requires, ain't makeves, it's not ma'akiv, it's not really necessary. Kivan shu roye ha deyumdin rochava shishon. He's going to think that extension, it has the tzura of a diyumid, and he would think that, you know, this is just functioning as a diyumid. And since the main shear, the minimal shear of a diyumid is six tefachim, so he would come to think that the extension wasn't put there for any necessary purpose. He says, and that's why Pshutin are better, and that's why the Gemara has decided to say that Pshutin Adavka, the Mukhi Shaper Dilmaid Haporat Sunchushon. That it's clear that since the Pshutin are put down, there's a space left in between, so that we see clearly that it was put there in order to make this space smaller. Whereas in the Yumud, we don't see that it was necessarily deliberately put there in order to make the space smaller. Looks like maybe he just, you know, had a larger piece of wood or whatever it was over there, and a person could come to make a mistake. Right, so this is possibly how to understand the Rashi. We shouldn't ask on Rashi, why do we need a Haychacha? Maybe we can understand according to where the Ran explains that there's room for mistake by being marach the diyumdin. Therefore, there will be an adifas, there will be a reason why we should want to use just the pshutin, because in the pshutin there's no mistake, it's very clear it was put there for a purpose of a heter in order to limit the space. Now there's an important deek in the Rashi over here that the Mefarshim talk about. When Rashi explains how we would set up the poshut, Rashi says like this: Elamarachik purto minapas. We should distant the poshut a little bit away, marachik purto, just a little bit from the pass, v'noish and sham poshut, then put the poshut over there. Now, this raises a question over here. Why is Rashi directing us over here to put the poshut in this position slightly away from the pass, from the deyumid. Put it any way you want, as long as the you're limiting the space. You need the header, okay, fine. So, you know, don't attach it onto the deyumid. But why is Rashi saying to put it a little bit away? It would sound like at first glance Rashi is trying to make it that the ear space shouldn't be too much. Marshall deals with this Rashi. And Marshall says that it would seem to be at first glance that Rashi is trying to avoid a problem we had in Gemara before, that the problem of Osi Avir Mahagisim Mahagisim Mavatale, that if we have an Oimid which is surrounded from both sides with Avir, which the Avir is greater than the Oimid itself, that can be Mavatal the Oimid. The Oimid has no Chashivas and will serve no purpose. But look at the whole area as its Kuli Porots. So in order to avoid that, we'll situate the Poshet close enough to the Yumid that we won't have Avira from both sides to be able to be Mavatalit. That's what it seems to be at first glance. That's what Rashi means to say over here. That the header of the Pshutin requires to be situated in a way that they shouldn't have the Avir Mahagisa, Mahagisa Mavatle, the Avir from both sides to overpower the Oimid and be Mavatle Oimid. However, the Mashiach says that we can't learn like that. In the Farish, the Nokar Hochi Marchik Purzben Apas. You can't learn that Rashi, when Rashi says this, the reason for that was that you have a Marchik Harbe, were you to put in a larger amount away from the Diyumud, that could have been a possibility, but we can't learn that that's Rashi means. And he proves that can't be. He says, what is the Gemara Shaila later? It's Odef Harochas Dundin Behirchik Habim Mitamid Asavirun. Marshal proves from the Gemara right after this. The next Gemara, Abaya asks a Shailam again to Rabba. This time he's focusing the Shailam according to Shitash of Yehuda. Yehuda holds that the space could be 13 Amos and a third. And he talks over there that if it's more than that, and therefore it's necessary to make the porous area smaller, what's the proper way to do it? Pshutin ovid oy biyumdin marech. Do we do it with pshutin or we do it with yumdin? Rashi explains over there that the reason why harochas yumdin would be better. Rashi says that the reason why the Gemara is thinking that maybe according to Yehuda, Harochas Diyumdin would be better is because with Pshutin we have to deal with the issue of Osi Avira Dagisa Hagisa. Or not, or maybe we could use the Pshutin. That's the Gemara's sophic. So Marsha says as follows, that we're Rashi to mean that according to Reb Meir, that you can only use pshutin in a way that you don't have a problem for all se'avim hagisa hagisa umavatale. That means according to Reb Meir, who clearly says that the heter is at least with pshutin. Nevertheless, it's poshut to the Gemara. That's what Rashi would be saying. That, but they have to be situated. That there's no avim hagisa hagisa. So if that's so, why is the Gemara misopik according to Reb Yehuda? That according to Yehuda, maybe you could only, you have to marach the yumdin because there's a problem of shooting of osi avim hagis hagisa, or maybe not. That means according to Yehuda, we're open to the possibility that it doesn't bother us the osi avim hagisa mahagisa. And that Marshal says, how could that be? How could that be that according to Reb Meir, who clearly says you use pshutin Nevertheless, it's, we're sure that Osi Avim Hagisa is a problem, and according to Rabbi Huda, it doesn't even mention that that in the first place where the Tutan could be used, over there the Gemara is open to the possibility that Oslavira is not a problem. That's what Marshall, that's the first point Marshall makes. And then Marshall says that, and if the Gemara, if what Rashi means to say is just, you know, what we're sure about according to Reb Meir, but, you know, as far as the din of Osi Avira, that's a Sofik, and that's when the first Rashi just saying what's definitely good. If that's so, on that the Marshal says, okay, so if you have a Sofik of the din of Osi Avira Magisus, why is the Gemara only asking this Shail according to Reb Yehuda? Right? Then we could have asked that Shaila according to Reb Meir also for that matter. We could have, second Shaila could have been according to everyone, that we know definitely that Pshutin, which doesn't have the problem of Osi Avira, is good. What about Pshutin, where it's the area is very wide, and you have the Avir Mahagis Mahagisa to Mevatel? Is that a problem in Pasi Birois? So why is the more limiting the Shaila to Reb Yehuda? Therefore, the Marshal says that we'll have to learn Rashi differently than it would seem at first glance. Again, at first glance, it seems that Rashi is stipulating he's conditioning, according to Reb Meir, how Pshutin work. It would seem to be saying that Pshutin have to work, will work only if you put them close enough to the Diyumdin. And that Marshal proved that that can't be. So the Ifat Marshal says that we'll have to learn the Kavanah of Rashi differently. The Marshal says that we'll have to say that Rashi means on the contrary. He's coming to say that for a Chiddush. L'rabusa le'idach kisa. It's a Chiddush on the other side. Ta'afil ha'echa te'ika l'harchik purto v'lek l'meichish. The Osi Avira Mikomok Mehech Binyan Le Mitzah. That what Rashi means to say is, the main point of Rashi is really to say the other side. Now, Zavada, there's no necessity to have the Pshutin close enough to get around the problem of Osi Avira. That's partial to us, that Pshutin will work in all Leifan. And what Rashi's coming to say is that on the other side of the Gemara, that Harachas Jumdin is good, that means even it's just as good, even if you had the possibility to arrange with the Pshutin, with the Milo, to put it close enough that you shouldn't have a problem of Osi Avira, nevertheless, there's no Malyus at all, and Harachas Jumdin are just as good. However, the Marshal says, according to what he proved before, that definitely according to Meir, it's clear from the Gemara that there's no Sofek at all. It's for sure Meir says he can use Pshutin, and he doesn't stipulate how the Pshutin have to be done. So definitely the Pshutin could be put in any way, even if there is Avir Mahagisa Mahagisa. And the Gemara Shaila is only according to Yehuda, which is not clear, Yehuda doesn't say what the heter is, that's where the Gemara has the suffering. And that's why the Gemara is asking the Shailon according to Yehuda more so than according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir, who says he can use Pshutin and he doesn't give any guidelines, so we have to assume that the Pshutin according to Reb Meir will work b'chol eifanim. Even if you have also Avim Hagis Magisa. And the only shaila is whether the yumdin is good, and the maila, where Rashi learns, is the heker. That's the heker that it has. Or the other side is that there's no maila, we don't need a heker. If you don't need a heker, and the main thing is just to close off the area, then they're both just as good. According to Yehuda doesn't say how the heker should be done when the port's area is too wide. And over there, the Gemara is mesupik. That maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, Osi Avira is a problem. And that's the Gemara Shaila. In the situation of Osi Avira, maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, he wouldn't give a heter and you'd have to use dafka harachas diyumdin. Hesed HaMashal learns the Kavana of Rashi here. Now, as we mentioned, the second Shai of the Gemara was Abai asked the Shai from Rabba, if space is too wide according to Yehuda. That means it's more than 13 in the third according to Yehuda. What's the halacha? Pshutin ovid oy b'yimdin ma'arech. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda, d'loy itkar pshutin, the reason why we're asking the shayla according to Yehuda, because he didn't make any mention of how the heter should be done. He didn't mention pshutin. According to Yehuda, mention pshutin, so pshutin after surely a matin. The question, according to Rameh, was just whether Diyumdin also is Pshutin Dafka or Lav Dafka, and then Diyumdin also, but definitely Pshutin could work. According to Rameh, there's no mention of what the Heter is based on. Now, we know definitely that according to Rameh, there is a Heter. I see if the Mishnah he holds that it has an Erev base. Asayim, definitely there is a way of being Marech. The question over here is, what's the proper way? Hey Adifale, Rashi says. What's better? Pshutin Adifile, is it better to use Pshutin? Umruchokim Adim Yigim L'Amo, and the mile of that is in order to have the Heker. Like we mentioned before, the Harochas Yumdin does not have the Heker. Oy Harochas Yumdin Adifo, Jelesi Avid Hagis Hagis Lavadlo. Or the other side would be that it's better to be Marach with the Yumdin, because that way you're closing off the entire area, so there's no ear space between the pshutin. There are no pshutin, it's all, it's an extension of the diyumdin. So there's no problem of osi avim hagisa hagisa mavatle. That's the shaila. What's the better way to do it according to Rabbi Yehuda? And as we mentioned before from the Marshal, the way to learn the Gemara before is that since Rav Meir mentioned Pshutin, so we don't have any Sofik according to Rav Meir, he's not Choshish for Asi Avir at all. By the mere fact that he mentioned that the Heter is with Pshutin and he didn't make any differences, didn't stipulate any Nafkaminis where you should put the Poshut, that implies for us that he's not concerned about Asi Avir. However, according to Yehuda, who doesn't make any mention, the Moras Mesopa, that maybe according to him, maybe there is an issue of Asi Avira, and therefore there will be a Maila and be Marech the Diyumdin. Now the Rishayim mentioned a point in the Gemara, more before. Before the 2000, the Moras explained where the Machlokes of Meir and Yehuda is. Rav Papa speaks out as follows. Rav Papa, you say this, Al-Shol Shasi Amav En Magis Labo Osor. I'm sorry, over here. If the bar itself is 8 veer by the area itself being 12 tuamas on each side, everyone agrees you don't need pshutin, because after you set up your diyumdin, it's not more than 10 amas. So that means if you put a meir, you're safe. The poritz area is within the guidelines of Chazal. Bebarish de mesre kli amalei plig de b'inem pshutin. If the bar itself is 12, everyone holds that you need pshutin, because then the space in between, according to everyone, will be, even according to Behuda, will be too large. Now the Gemara over here says, "Kol amalei pligi de beinam pshutin." Everyone holds that you need pshutin. So this Gemara, at first glance, would seem to say that everyone agrees that you need pshutin. So it would seem to imply that and pshutin help according to everyone. Sai according to Remeir, sai according to Behuda. And the Gemara later on seemed to be misopic about that. So the Rishonim speak out over here that this Gemara really is lav dafka. The point in this Gemara over here is not to tell us what is matter, whether pshutin or dumdin is matter. The point of Rapapa over here is coming to say that everyone agrees that you need a heter. You need to limit the space. However you're going to do it, okay, that's the Gemara shy later on. Whatever the maskana of the Gemara is, that's how you're going to do it according to Yehuda. Right, so the lashon of pshutin that the Gemara says over here is lav dafka in Rabbi Yehuda to imply that Rabbi Yehuda holds pshutin works. The Gemara just used this lashon because we know definitely according to Rabbi Meir pshutin works. So the Gemara used this oifen haheter to give over the point that a heter is needed. But if you want to know in truth what the heter is, what's the right way to be matter according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's really Gemara later on. Now we mentioned before that the Rishonim are not so happy with Rashi's pirush in the first shayla of the Gemara and explaining why pshutin should be dafka. Rashi talks about heker, that there's a heker that you have in pshutin. Rishonim wanted to know why is there a heker necessary. We explain with the Ran however the Rishonim explained it a little bit differently. The Ritva brings from the Rashbam a different explanation in the Gemara. And they explain as follows, that in truth, the pshutin and the dyumna, each one has a maila and a chson, which surfaces in different situations. Being that the halacha is that, as the Mishnah would seem to imply, that the shear, not only of the dyumdim and the pshutim, is also six tfachim, that's the shear of the pshutim that we're dealing with. So it would come out many times that by using pshutim, you're going to limit the space to much less than the 10 tfachim. And truth is like this, is if you have, once the space becomes more than 10, if you put a poshet, let's say you put it in the middle, so you made the ear space much smaller, right? Let's say it was 11 amos, and you put a poshet in between, which is itself is one amos, so you have 5 amos in between. So what you're left with is with a much smaller opening. And even if the opening is large, like I mentioned before, that since you're always dealing with a posh, which is six tfachim, so most of the time, what you're going to have is that the iri, which is posh, is going to be less than 10 amas. And that's a mailat that the Rishonim understand in pshutin. The Ran asks on the Rishonim that where do we find the difference between Esther and less than Esther? There's no reason to situate the Pshutim in an area to make the opening as small as you can. We know that 10 Amos is a Sher Pesach. Once it's within 10 Amos, it's fine. There's no difference between less than 10 Amos and 10 Amos. So why should the Gemara consider that as a Maila? By using Pshutin, you're making the area smaller. He asked for the Mashmoyes HaGemara. Also, the Loshna HaGemara is Herech B'dyum Den Kishir Pshutin. Herech B'dyum Den Kishir Pshutin. It would sound like the Gemara is saying that if you marach the Yumdin, the amount of the Pshutin. Now, were there a specific shear by the Pshutin, we're trying to make it smaller, but the human doesn't have that halacha. So what does Mar mean if you're marach the Yumdin, the shear of the Yumdin? It's not true. Right? The Pshutin create one shear, and the Yumdin create a different shear. The Yumdin is an exact amount. You're just extending it. You're extending it only to what you need. So there's no reason by the Yumdin to make the porous less than 10. You'll extend the Yumdin until the open area is 10. That's what the Shadim is saying. That's why they feel that there's a Maila in Pshutin over the Yumdin. The Yumdin always gives you an exact amount. It's always going to be 10. But through Pshutin, most of the time you'll have it that the opening is less. The Ran is asking that, first of all, why is that a mile? And second of all, the Mashmah Sagamore is Mashmah, that you're creating the same thing. Akoponis Halib Shanim learned that's the Maila of the Pshutin. Now, the Maila of the Yumdin, to be Marech the Yumdin, the Rishonim say that at a certain point, that once the Pirtze is around 22 Amos, at that point, if you're going to be Marech with the Diyumid in order to make the Pirtze less than 10 Amos, then you're going to create a Machitza, which is Oimid Meruba Al Haporutz. And that's the Maila of Harochas Diyumdin, because at this certain point, if the Pirtze is this large, at this point, then you're going to create, by being marach the Yumdin in order to be memayit the Piritza within 10, you can create a mechitza which is oimid ruah poros, and that's a malyusa. Whereas if you just be memayit with pshutin, it's still going to remain poros merublal al ha'oimid. And this is how the Rishonim learn what the Gemara Shail is. Again, according to Rav Meir, it's very clear in the Mishnah that pshutin help. So that's no question. Definitely shouldn't help. The question over here is that because of a maila that pshutin have, because pshutin are memayit, that generally the shir pesach is going to be less than 10 through the usage of pshutin, or the Rishonim say, or could be focused on the maila that the Harochas Yumdin has, that it's Oimim Rubal Aporetz, even though it's that mile is not going to present itself in all situations, it's only going to come first when the opening is 22 Amos. However, that still should act as a mile. And therefore, we should always be able to use the Harochas Yumdin. That's how the Rishonim learn the Gemara Shailu. Now, next Gemara Shailam, there's also a difference which comes out between Rashi and the Vishayinim. As we mentioned, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't make any mention at all of what the heter should be. And therefore, the Gemara Shailam is either or. That's the question. What should I? Each one has a maila. Each one has a chesaron, and that's the question over here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the right one to use? You have the maila of the heker. Maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need the maila of the heker, and therefore only pshutin should be good, or else that you have the problem of also avim hagisa. So that's why he would look away from using pshutin, and he would use the harachas dyumdin, even though there's no heker. That's how Rashi learns at study hashailam. The Ritva says as follows. Nirin divrei ha'emer debidyumdin lo misafkale. The Ritva says that I agree with those who say that according to Yehuda, the second shayla of the Gemara, there was no sofik whether harachas dyumdin helps. The mistoma kivin shlehiskip shutin lo isage el baharachas hadyumdin. Vezehu vados uminastam. Voloi misafkalon elo. Since there's no mention, so that's how you should do it, right? You should when we have the yumdin, and without any specific mention of hedavi matter, so we have to assume that the kavana is to extend the yumdin. The more sofik is whether pshutin helps. And what more means to ask is that when the Mora says pshutin ovid, it means pshutin nami ovid, not only like Rashi learns, but pshutin nami ovid, is it also mutter ayidei pshutin, or maybe dafka dyumdin? That's how these Rishonim learn. And he explains it's done of the Gemara according to what we mentioned before. That according to this, the Gemara is assuming that definitely Yumdin helps, Harachas Yumdin helps, because Harachas Yumdin definitely has the Maila that at a certain point it's going to be Oymin Brubal Aporetz. And the Gemara's question is that do pshutin help? Pshutin don't have that mile at all. Maybe pshutin will also help because pshutin has the mile that we mentioned before that there'll be might this year. That's how the Rishonim learned the Gemara. The Mora continues with one additional shailam. Again, Abaye asks the shailam from Rabbah, what is the din if you have a tel hamslak asomi toich arbo? If we have a hill, a mound, that it reaches a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos, is that neither mishum dimdin or not? It has in it the dimensions but it's just, it's not shaped like the Diyumid itself. That Gemara says, Omay Tinisur, Mshimir Lazar, Emim Hoysa Shom, Evim Rubas, Roin Kol She'ilu, Techalach, Vyesh Ba'am, Lekam, Am Lekam, Nidim Mishim Diyumid. Vnav Enim Mishim Diyumid. Gemara brings a braisa. If we have a square stone that the dimensions are an amma by an amma, that could qualify for the yumid, being that it has the dimensions. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai ben Yochanan ben Breka Omer, Hoysa Shom Even Agula, even if you'd have a rounded pipe shaped stone, Royin Koshil Techokev, Techalik, Vishba Amlakan, Amlakanim Shem Diumit. He says that even a rounded, a pipe-shaped pole will also be good, as long as if you're chaykik, if you cut off the rounded areas, and then you split it, and you, if you carve it out, you'll have the dimensions of the human amma by an amma this way, an amma that way. It's also need mishum, and not any mishum diumid. And that the Gemara tells us that this machlekes is based on b'maykam iflegin, ma'asav achar roin amrin, trei roin amrin, ma'asav afilo trei roin amrin. The question over here is, there's a roin over here. We have to be able to view something as it actually is not yet. The proper tzura of the diumid is to have this L-shaped mechitza. Now, if it's a square, it's not carved out, so we don't really have the proper tzura there, and definitely if it's rounded. However, the Tanoim have a halacha called Royim, that as long as the dimensions lie within, then we have the ability to see it as if the additional pieces are mere additions and they're not there. You can look as if they're not there. However, in this situation, there's a question of trei roim. There's two steps that we have to do in order to be able to see the proper dimensions, the proper tzura of the diumid over here. And this is the basis of the machlokes, whether chad roim arminan, trei roim arminan, whether we could only say one roim. That's the sheet of Shim ben Elazar. Therefore, he's only matter if it's in a square shape. However, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai ben Yochanan ben Breka holds that we could even say trei roim, and therefore, even if we were to have these pole-shaped, pipe-shaped diyumdin, that would also be good. Be able to say trei roim.